Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Walter DeBar, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. I remember thinking my wheels don't turn like they did before.
I'll start by introducing the bass and drummer. J.D. Thomas is playing the bass there. Cameron Miller is back there playing the drums. Maybe I'll just go over to lead guitar. So that's McLean James playing lead guitar. And doing a lot of cool things over there, McLean.
Oh, thanks.
Your solos are very unpredictable, which is lovely.
It's because I never really know what's going to happen. So I put a lot of delay and, you know, maybe a little bit of reverb and let the fingers do the talking, I guess.
Who are some of the guitar players that you really like or that you feel like you maybe emulate or learn from?
Dave Rollins is a big influence with my acoustic playing, which you're not going to see today, unfortunately. As far as electric goes, one of my favorites has always been John Mayer. I know a lot of people hate him.
Why do people hate John Mayer, do you think?
They're jealous of him, and so am I. I don't know. I see him a lot in concert when I can, when there's not a pandemic, and I look at all his videos, and that's really just a big influence.
Yeah, well, he's a wonderful player, and he is remarkably talented and handsome at the same time. So he's got all that going for him. What instrument is that? Is that a Mustang?
This is a Duosonic. It originally introduced in like the 50s, 60s as like a student instrument model. They discontinued it for a while, but then they brought it back. And it's a relatively cheap guitar that's very well made, and I love it.
Do you have to go back and get one of the old vintage ones for it to be really cheap and well made?
I mean, there's a lot to be said for vintage instruments, but there's also, you know, sometimes you have a lot of hardware issues, things you have to fix. This is not a vintage. This is just within the last few years.
But it's an American made?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, everything's new, so I don't really have to worry about it.
Everything you've ever wanted, smile on your face, yeah, I know it's haunted in time. You hear, so you're smiling, but you're laughing just to keep from crying. They say that love inside of you, it's not in time. You hear. In that pond, though the bottom never ends, and you're sinking, and you're sinking. I see you smiling, but you're laughing just to keep from crying. See that love inside of you, it's not in time. Said this life, it just don't feel real in time. You hear? Your mama's always smiling if that sun, boy, it was shining. She said there ain't no sense in lying in time. You feel? So be that black swan, yeah, with no friends in that pond. Low to bottom, never ends, and you're sinking. Thinking. I see you smiling, but you're laughing just to keep from crying. You said that love inside of you, it's not in time. You
Stephen also plays with the ensemble called Cypress. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you happened to meet Walter.
I met Walter through a Facebook message that I thought might be spam. It was about a year ago, and I try to like advertise myself to do anything. Like, I'll play anywhere, pretty much. It's what you do when you're 22. Like, Walter put up something looking for a cellist, and someone just tagged me in it, so I shot him a message, and it almost fell through. Like, we couldn't find a time to meet up because he's in Charleston and stuff. really almost fell through, and I was like, eh, you know, he's not paying me for this, like, directly. Like, I think I
he
don't
doesn't
need
really,
to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we met up, and he's like, well, here's 35 gigs I've got booked. And I was like, great. So ever since then was, like, either school or work during the week, and then Friday evening I'd like leave and go play at some seedy bar with you, and then Saturday go play with someone else, and then get back Sunday at like 3 a.m. and then wake up and go do it again. So,
and you like that?
Yeah, I do. It's a blessing to get to make a living creating something every day, and so that's what's hard about like pandemic is like I can still make music, but is it really music if you're not playing it for people?
That's something for us to ponder.
Indeed.
Pamela,
yes.
We haven't spoken to you yet, and I'm dying to know how you met Walter.
Well, it's kind of a funny story.
Oh, good. Funny stories play well on the radio.
I was actually, I don't know, just on the internet one day, and I found one of his videos, and I sent it to a friend, and I was like, here's kind of a local guy that he's really good. And about 30 minutes later, out of nowhere, he sent me a message on Facebook Messenger, and which normally I probably would have completely ignored, but I was like, well, I just shared so this guy's crazy music, so maybe the universe is trying to tell me something, and I responded, and we started talking and met up at the coffee shop a few weeks later or something, and have pretty much been attached at the hip ever since, I think.
Yeah. So what happened at the coffee shop when you guys met? What was the connection did you feel?
I don't know. I went and sat at the table, which later he told me was his favorite table. I didn't know.
It's right by the window.
Yeah. And he walked up, and he's just, you know, he's incredibly good looking and has a great smile, and he just sat down, and he's very charismatic, and we just started talking and laughing at each other, and then I think we went and got Indian food from there, and that was the rest is history, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
We have four kids between us.
Yeah.
So I have a 7-year-old. His name's Abraham, and he's with us every other week. And he has three kids, Shaden, Skylar, and Josie. Mm-hmm. They live a little farther away, so we don't get to have them quite as often.
How far away are they?
It's about a two and a half hour drive.
Okay, yeah.
They come and stay with us occasionally, and they're a little older. Sometimes they've got friends to hang out with. And
you guys do a really nice job of tag teaming the business of the band.
Well, when we started, that's really how, like, I came into it and was just like, I do marketing and business development for a living, and so I said, let me connect you with a photographer friend I have, and let me connect you with some other people I know, and let's make you a website. And so I started doing all that. I'm the behind the computer kind of introvert, like, let me do all this stuff back here.
Uh-huh.
He's really the people person, and so he's the one that reaches out and gets the gigs and talks to the people and makes the connections and brings the cellist on board, and
uh-huh.
and all the people stuff that really that's Walter.
The daylight falls and breaks my crooked smile. She says it happens to the best of us every once in a while. Load the miles I've put on these souls, too much to count. It's when you've lost everything you have is when you're found. No, please, have faith in me. That leaf in the river gets where it's gone. I've been laying here dreaming all night of a better dawn. But there's a smile across your face I ain't seen in days. Lord, I've fallen so hard for your wicked way. Oh, please,
have a lot of activity going on there with the cello.
I'm going through a Helix, which is like a amp emulator and like pedals, but it's all digital, and I use this for guitar as well. But on cello, you may not know this, but this thing is like a feedback machine. But it's kind of uncharted territory to do like cello with this kind of stuff. There's a couple of people, but not many. I look up stuff about like mandolin, and I like hope that it transfers about my gear and all that. So it's kind of like I play this with like a fuzz pedal, so it sounds like a rhythm guitar pretty much. And sound guys never know what to do with it. They're like, I'll just mute that.
Show folks a couple of other sounds you get out of those.
This is the one everyone. That
heavy
and
metal
got,
cello.
You know, clean, so.
Oh, please don't play that song. No.
So I can kind of do it both ways.
It's a beautiful sound. And before the program began, I said to Stephen, I said, well, Stephen, do you need this chair over here? And he said, No, I think I might stand up. And I said, well, really, you stand sometimes? She goes, yeah, it's a lot cooler.
I'm not working with much here, so I got to be as cool as I can. I play the cello after all.
Polyester sheets were always stained. You used to laugh and say you'd outrun the rain. Some things in this life don't ever change. We can never outlive the pain. I know you wish you could.
We'd like to thank Walter, Pamela, McLean, Cameron, Stephen, and JD for being with us this evening. We thank also our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And folks, the music's not over yet. We're going to get one more from Walter DeBar and his band here on the Red Barn stage. Glad you guys could be with us tonight. Thank you.
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.